K97, your hip-hop and R&B station. Good morning. Welcome to On Point Live. I'm going to shout out everybody who was on the way to church this morning, on the way to Sunday school. RJ Groove did it again. And everybody crunk this morning, whether they're leaving breakfast after the club, getting their kids ready for Sunday school. Devin Steele, of course, hanging out with the homie Harry Cash. Welcome to On Point Live and another great week, man. Had a great show last week. I'm going to thank all the phone callers, all the emails. If you missed it, you can always join us at K97FM.com and check out the previous week's podcast right there in its entirety. K97FM.com. Go to the On Point page. Harry, what up, man?
What's up? What's up? Happy Valentine's Day weekend, everybody.
Yeah, how was your Valentine's Day?
Man, Gabrielle and I went out to Total Look Hair and Nail Salon out there at Winchester and Kirby Parkway.
You doing Manny's and Betty's now? Is that what you're doing?
Man. She up there telling all my business at the barbershop this morning. My dad had to get air freshener on his feet. So, yeah, we went out and checked out Eddie Jones' book signing out at Walden's, okay. Out at Wolf Chase. So we had a good time yesterday. Hopefully everybody got a chance to spend time with the loved ones and was able to enjoy themselves and spread their love. And just want to make sure everybody remember, man, it's not just about Valentine's Day. It's about, you know, those other 364 days. So don't forget about, you know, sharing that love throughout the year.
That's right.
I also want to hit up a few announcements about stuff that's going on in the community. Appreciate Marquetta Moore with the Families of Incarcerated Individuals. They are starting up a monthly support group for individuals that have family members that have been incarcerated. Mm-hmm. And they'll be having guest speakers talking about like healthy dating relationships, money management, and accessing community resources. And the first one is going to be this coming Tuesday, which is the 17th. And the topic will be Renewing Your Mind in 2009. And it's going to be out at the LOC Family Life Center, which is at 1109 Mississippi Avenue at 6 p.m. Also, I know healthcare with Obama and just a lot of things going on, you know, around the world as far as making like healthcare affordable. And that's one of the reasons why we're touching on the topic that we're going to cover today. It's just a whole conversation around, you know, national healthcare and really making healthcare affordable for all people, because mm-hmm. It's really a human right. That's not, you know, something that should be optional to people depending on how much money you make. It should be accessible to everybody. And they're actually having a national healthcare discussion today at the Ben Hooks Library at 3030 Poplar with Emily Snyder and Dr. Jerry Rosen. And also, shouts out to Melody Bailey, who was the General Mills February winner for the Feeding the Dream Award. And last but not least, Tennessee Commission on Children and Youth are having their advocacy days on March 10th and 11th in Nashville, Tennessee. So if you want to be a strong advocate for children's rights and find out what's going on in relationship to children in the state of Tennessee, that would be a good look for you to go attend March 10th and 11th in Nashville. Now, today's guest is a long-term friend that we have from Devin. Devin and I from way back. She is a...
We're so proud of her. Seriously.
Yeah, on the real. She is a graduate, valedictorian from Northside High School. She graduated magna cum laude from the University of Memphis. For those that were out in Memphis during the mid to late 90s, you knew her as Christina Faulkner. And Mr. Arthur Rosenthal married her shortly thereafter after school, and she's currently Dr. Christina Rosenthal. She currently has two practices. One is out in the Glen Eagles community, and she's also just purchased a new one that's going to actually start up in April 1st out in Park in Arkansas. So shouts out to everybody over in Arkansas. I would like to welcome all the listeners to Dr. Christina Rosenthal.
Thank you. Thank you, Harry.
So tell us a little bit about what inspired you to become a dentist.
Well, there were a lot of things that inspired me. When I was little, I always said I wanted to be a teacher. And then when I got to maybe like 11 years of age, I said I want to be a cardiologist because I looked on the web and saw they made $350,000 a year. So it was solely based on the income. But, you know, as I matured and got older, you know, I realized that really wasn't where my interest lied. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my boyfriend at the time asked me, "Have you ever thought about being a dentist? You know, you always looking at people's teeth and, you know, seeing ways in which you could correct it." And I'm like, "I don't want to smell breath all day. There's just nothing I want to do." So right. I actually just prayed about that thing, you know, and connected with people who were in the profession to make sure that's what I wanted to do. And, you know, confirmation came. I went to college and majored in Spanish, actually. I didn't major in any of the sciences. And I just took the prerequisites to get into dental school. And I took the DAT, which is the dental admissions test, to get in school one time. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was like a one shot. I applied to one school. And, you know, everything was in God's will. So it worked out, you know. Right.
Wow.
Because you know how people, a lot of times, because I know that was one of the things I didn't even know. I just assumed that you had to take like a whole lot of science classes in college in order to go to medical school. So just talk a little bit about this not really true.
Yeah, that's not true at all. Regardless of if you want to be a dentist or a medical doctor, physical therapist, you can major in fine arts if you want to. Just check with the program where your interest lies and just ask them what are the prerequisites to get into that program. And you can just take those courses, and you want to do well in those courses to make you a favorable candidate.
Okay.
Being, I mean, that's such a huge feat. I mean, congratulations on your second practice.
Thank you
not
so
just,
much,
Not
David.
Just being a dentist, but opening up your second practice, being an African-American woman, being young. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people that look up to you. And who do you really who did you look up to when you said, you know what, this is what I'm doing, this is what I want to do, okay, instead of working for somebody, I want to do my own thing, open up my own practice? Who kind of made you, you know, when did that light bulb go off in your head and you said, you know what, this is what I'm going to do, of course, but I want to have my own practice and I want to help people out myself?
I don't think my situation was a who. It was more so of a what, and it was the situation and the, you know, the conditions in which I was growing up in.
Right.
You know, I grew up in North Memphis. You know, it was times when our roof would leak water when it rained. You know, we get the pots and pans ready. We had roaches and other unidentifiable creatures that, you know, travel to school with me some days, you know. So it was a lot of things. And then just seeing the despair in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So that made me and drove me to want to do better for myself, you know, and do better for my family to come. And then to come back and give to my community. So I think the what or my situation is what, you know, made me.
Right. Okay.
So really, yeah, and really elaborate, because Devin, you actually hit on one of the things I just really want to. That's one of the things that I really admire about not only just Christina, but a lot of people that's in my life. A lot of people have overcome like a lot of personal challenges.
Right.
And so I just really wanted you to like speak to some of those people that, you know, might be over, you know, North Memphis, South Memphis, and thinking, man, I can't get up out of here. Or what can I do to impact my community? So what could you share in terms of like words of encouragement to, you know, help inspire them to be who they are and who God wants them to be?
You know, it's funny because when you say that, I run into kids all the time and I just, you know, tell them straight up about my situation. My mom had an addiction. You know, my dad was never in my life. I met him at 11. He resurfaced at 21. And to this day, you know, we still don't have a relationship. You know, so it was a lot of things that I went through. People look at me and say, oh, she's a doctor. She had a silver spoon in her mouth. But by no means,
absolutely,
you know, was that the case. And so I've always, you know, felt like God was with me the whole time. Even at 5, I'm praying like, God, tell Jesus, I said, hey, you know, because I knew that, you know, God was the source of my strength. He was the source of everything. So I've always had the philosophy that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And that scripture is so profound to me because it doesn't say I can do a few, a couple, or some, or, you know, maybe this or that. It says all things. So regardless of what situation you're in, regardless of mom or daddy, you know, if you have somebody in your circle that loves you, even if it's a school teacher that's giving you that love and support, you know, it doesn't matter the source. It's the matter that you're getting it, you know.
Right. So just speak to just that whole, like, work ethic and preparation, because I know, like, going into dental school, well, when you went to the dental school, you actually already had your business plan, but once you graduated, you started working for somebody else, and you were like, man, forget this. I can do my own stuff.
Exactly.
So just talk about just how much, you know, work ethic and, like, preparation was key to you being where you are today.
But there is absolutely no substitute for hard work. Mm-hmm. And I even go as far back as Northside. When I was in 12th grade, my classmates were going to dance. You know, Juicy J coming up there, you know, DJing. You going to the dance? No, I'm going to the library. And, you know, they checked me. They like, library? I was like, yeah. Or I was going to the guidance office. And it's so funny because now I run to classmates and they're like, man, I should have been in the library with you. You know, I should have been in the guidance council with you. And then even when I got to dental school, I already had my business plan ready. But in my mind, I said that I would open a practice 10 years after I graduated. Mm-hmm. And that was because in school, they teach you dentistry, but they don't teach you business.
Right.
So in an effort to learn more about the business aspect of dentistry, once I graduated, I worked for a dental corporation for a year. And I would go up front, you know, helping the front desk ladies. And they're like, oh, this doctor is so sweet. We've never had a doctor help us up here. What they failed to realize is that I was learning the business aspect of dentistry because I wanted to eventually open my own. So it was a lot of hard work. I could have been in the office with my feet kicked up, chilling, reading magazines, watching TV. But I knew that I need to work hard now so I will work less later.
Right, right. So what advice would you give to just the listeners in terms of like maintaining good dental health and just really the importance of it? Because I know within the past couple of years, you know, I know many people heard like just in the news about, you know, kids dying of, you know, some tooth decay and it ended up the disease going to the brain cell and that sort of thing. So just talk about why is that so important?
Well, dental care is so important because if you realize that your mouth is the source to your entire body, whatever you consume is going to spread to the rest of your body. And if you have a mouth that's full of bacteria, that's full of disease, what do you think is going to happen to your other organs? You know, they will be affected. You have diabetes who have uncontrolled blood sugar levels because they have gum disease. You have women giving birth to a preterm low birth weight babies because they have gum disease. We fail to realize of the significance of oral care. We think it's just based on appearance and, you know, I guess the breath, but it's really more to it than that. And my recommendation is to first seek the services of a professional and just see where you stand dentally and orally and follow up with those recommendations. A lot of times you get people come in, I just want teeth cleaned. No, don't give me no x-rays. No, I ain't got the money for it.
Right.
You know, just give me what I came here for. But how can we see the inside of the tooth without an x-ray? You know, I ain't my insurance cover that? Well, I don't want it, you know?
It sort of sound like that you go in to get your oil changed, be like, give me the regular oil.
Right. Well, don't give me that synthetic.
You see, I think a lot of people are intimidated, though. That's what I always think about, though, because going to the dentist or the orthodontist, I mean, it's a series of events. It's you have to go and of course they have to, you know, see what's under the hood first, you know, before they can determine what you need to have done. And it's not always, and I think people, you know, feel as if, you know, it's a very time consuming kind of thing. I was explaining to my 5-year old, you know, and she got excited about going to the dentist. And I was like, you don't need to be that excited about going. You know, she had a couple of cavities, you know, and she lost her two front teeth, but she, you know, is really trying to take it upon herself to make sure she flosses her teeth and brush her teeth every day the correct way, you know.
Right.
And they do still teach that in school, probably better than they used to. For all the parents out there with younger kids, when is the real starting age? Because I've heard different things on when you're really supposed to start brushing your kids' teeth and really start concentrating on, all right, every morning, you know, before you go to bed, this is what you need to do. What is the real first age that you need to introduce that into a child's life?
Really, oral health should be introduced as a newborn. You know, you take, there's a little thing they sell on a toothpaste aisle. There's a little thing you put on your finger and just rub the gums.
Right.
And you're helping to stimulate, you know, the gums. Mm-hmm. And when they have the teeth, that's when you can start brushing. And they have toothbrushes that are appropriate for the child's age. And you just get it. And they may not know what they're doing, but just get them to form a habit.
Sure.
You know, and as they get older and develop, you know, more manual dexterity skills, they'll brush better. And until they get around age 7 or can tie their shoe without assistance, I would recommend that parents assist them. One thing I also want to say, you kind of touched on, Devin, parents, stop putting fear in your children. They come to us, they're like scared because the parent had a bad experience.
Yeah.
And now they're like, my mama said when she had this done, it hurt, you know.
Right.
But we try to give them a good experience initially and then, you know, let them form their own opinion of it.
Man, technology has changed so much. You know,
yes,
talk to your parents, your
yes.
grandparents about going to the dentist. And even, you know, I had my wisdom teeth removed in October. And I had to, you know, I told everybody I was having my wisdom teeth removed. and they never really given me a problem. And I've never really been, you know, knock on wood, I've been in the hospital, you know, twice for two. I've never broken a bone, though.
Right.
You know, and I've never been put to sleep. Man, I walked in there and laid down. You know what I'm saying? It was almost like, and it was done. You know, I hurt for like a day.
Right.
But it wasn't that bad. But my point is technology has changed so much. They're making it so much easier.
Yep.
No matter how, you know, who you are, how old you are. You know, to really make it more of a comfortable experience, no matter what you're having done. So I, you know, that's a good thing about where we are today with technology and with medicine and with everything.
That's so true.
And I can only imagine what, you know, where it's going in the future. So
right.
So For those who are just checking in, you listen to K97 On Point. We have Dr. Christina Rosenthal. If you have any questions, you want to call in. You got how do you deal with bad breath? If you got subverted questions like that, feel free to call us at 535-9797. Once again, it's 535-9797. So, Dr. Faulkner Rosenthal, with choosing a doctor, you know, that's so important. And I know personally speaking, sometimes doctors really don't. It seems like they just so in a rush sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I understand that doctors may not be making as much. Some of the medical doctors not making as much as they did in the past in terms of like their workload. And sometimes it might be a rush trying to get people in and out. So what advice could you give for people out there in how to choose like a good dentist?
You can base it on the referral of family and friends because they've been there and they've had an experience with that professional and they can give you some candid advice. And another thing I would recommend is just going on a website, Tennessee.gov, and you can look up the medical professional's licensure information and see if they've had any reprimands against them, you know, because you want to research the provider. This is somebody you'll be having a relationship with, you know, to make sure that your care is appropriate. So you can also go online and check out the credentials of the individual provider.
And I'm definitely going to go ahead and give you props now because you actually – that's one of the reasons why I just couldn't wait to have some people that were close to me to go into certain professions, whether it was like law or medicine, because – like you explain like everything and like the technology and showing the pictures of the teeth and explain it. Nobody ever did that like in my life. So that's something that you definitely need to look forward to. But, so can we go ahead and take a few?
Yeah, phone lines are going crazy this morning. 535-9797. Let's welcome in Kim this morning to On Point. Good morning. Welcome to On Point. How you doing, Kim?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you all?
Doing great. You have a question?
Yes, I have a question for Dr. Rosenthal.
All right.
my teeth, I've had, you know, issues with root canals, and my teeth have been really bothering me, and I tried to get into my dentist, and they canceled the appointment just because I was the only one booked for that day.
Mm.
So I had to go, you know, another week before I can see them again.
Okay.
So I need a new dentist anyway.
All right. Well, we would love to have you.
Yeah, put your website out there. You have actually have a website out there. So you, Dr. Faulkner's very Rosenthal. I'm sorry, you got so many different names. You know, she's on top of it. So put the website out there.
It's www.paradigmdentalcenter.com, and our number is 901-758-2127. And we would love to have you.
Okay, I'll call Monday morning. What time y'all open?
We open at 8 o'clock.
Okay,
so
I'll talk
be there
to you then.
Okay.
And that's
thanks
for listening. Thank you. And that's Paradigm,
yeah,
DentalCenter.com.
Yes.
Right.
So,
and the number is 901-758-2127.
You know, before we take another phone call, you know, one thing about, especially dentists, I mean, you know, women have their doctors. Guys are a little weird about going to the doctor sometimes because we think we're indestructible.
Right.
But the dentist is one of those things where you feel like you really do have a personal relationship,
right,
with people that are in your mouth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's an intimate space.
All right. I used to have a doctor that we were talking about that you know, who's shouts out to Dr. Roderick Miller, who's a childhood friend of mine. I grew up playing it with Snowden. We played at Central with, played junior Olympic basketball with, you know, and it's the first couple of times was a weird feeling because here it is, a friend of mine that, you know, we weren't as close as we used to be, but he's all got his hands in my mouth. You know,
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right.
So it is a very intimate personal space. So, and a lot of people feel as if, you know, they need a connection with whoever that they go to.
It's true.
Just like females and a doctor. So there may be a lot of women out there that, hey, this is your opportunity. You want to, you know, go to somebody who has, you know, young ideas, is progressive, and you're definitely doing it. I want to say congratulations to you, man. We are so proud of you.
Thank you. That means so much.
We are so proud of you. I tell you, let's take another phone call right now. Good morning. Welcome to On Point. What's your name?
Lakita.
Hey, Lakita. How you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. How you doing?
Doing great. You have a question?
Yes, I want to ask her, what is the best type of toothpaste to use? Because my friend, she's a dental hygienist, and she told me that Crest ProHealth is good, but it irritates my gums or something, and I can't use that. So I normally use Colgate Total with whitening, So that's what I use now. But that Crest Pro Help, I can't use that.
That's Colgate Total is actually my recommendation. And the reason being, every toothpaste for the most part have fluoride, which is an anti-cavity device. Mm-hmm. But Colgate Total also has triclosan, which is an antibacterial agent that helps to fight gingivitis. So it fights gingivitis as well as fight cavities. Now, Pro Health is a new product on the market. I haven't read any research about it to give you any additional information, but if it irritates your gums, by all means discontinue its use and just proceed with the Colgate Total like you're doing. It's a good one as well.
So Colgate Total is good to use?
Yes, ma'am. And Listerine is as well.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Okay, I got my tooth pulled in December, and a lot of people were telling me Listerine will bring out all that infection and close it up, real good. Is that true?
No. Whenever you get a tooth pulled, you don't need to use anything containing alcohol immediately following.
Right.
It will help you. You won't heal as fast, and you may get dry socket, which sometimes hurt worse than a toothache.
Right. But I've been using, salt water, and I use, peroxide.
Okay, and be real careful with the peroxide, too.
I didn't use it all the time. I just use it every now and then. I didn't use it all the time.
Oh, okay.
I just use the peroxide every now and then, but I constantly, use the salt and water, and also I had used it, last month, toward the end of last month, because it's still kind of a little tender, just a little bit, but not as much.
Okay. It can cause chemical burns if you use it, for a prolonged period of time. So.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
But thanks for listening, and good luck with that, okay?
Okay, thank
all right,
you.
Thanks for your phone call, 535-9797 this morning on Point. Talking to Dr. Christina Faulkner-Rosenthal, who is a dentist. Of course, she has tooth practices. Everybody's calling in with their situations.
Yeah.
And
I get that all the time. I could be in a restaurant. Hey, doc, look at this tooth right here. So I'm used to it. I love it. Bring it on.
Everybody been out to eat last night. I know you didn't brush your teeth. I asked you about Valentine's dinner last night.
You got all the chocolate.
You got candy and everything else in your mouth this morning.
But, man, I was reading. The Commercial Appeal actually had an article on February the 2nd on good dental hygiene helps keep children happier. And it was just talking about how the structure of the child's mouth can affect the child's ability to eat, breathe, swallow, and speak properly. And just I want you just to touch on some of these, bad habits that we might not realize as parents that we for example, allowing kids to suck their thumb or babies crying or toddlers crying a lot. And just give them some juice and let them go to sleep and just talking about how those sugars and stuff can have a negative impact on them.
Right. Well, for one thing, let me also say, parents, don't give your kids any toothpaste containing fluoride until they reach the age of 3. And that's because it can cause fluorosis or a condition of the permanent teeth. You have to realize that those permanent teeth sit right underneath those baby teeth. So whatever happens to those baby teeth can ultimately affect the permanent teeth. Mm-hmm. Also, I get parents that come in and they tell me, if it's a cavity on tooth, it's a baby tooth anyway, just take it out. They don't need it. Well, if they didn't need it, God wouldn't have put it in the mouth. So it serves a purpose. One is to maintain space for the permanent tooth. It helps to keep that space there until the permanent tooth is ready to erupt. And it also helps the baby chew, know. Just think about it. If you are missing teeth, your chewing function is limited because, the tooth is gone. So those baby teeth are very important. And make sure that they're brushing and flossing every day and do it for them. If you see that they're doing a poor job, don't just say, he don't never brush his teeth. Oh, mama, step up to the plate. Just do it for them.
They need to make a machine that flosses your teeth for you. Just open your mouth and just let it go. Go to work, man. 535-9797, man. Appreciate all the phone calls this morning. And you have questions or comments, and that is one thing. People love to ask the dentist just anything, So appreciate all the phone calls. Good morning. Welcome to On Point. Who's this?
What's up, Devin? This is Robbie, man.
What's up, man?
Man, not much, man.
Hey, what up, man?
I was listening to your conversation, man. Well, the topic, man, I like it, man.
Yeah. Welcome back home, man.
Man, it's good to be here, man. What it is, man, my brother, man. What it is, I don't know what you call it. I guess it's like halitosis or whatever. I don't care what he do. His breath still have an odor to it. I don't know what it is or whatever. Can I get some kind of pointers on what to tell him or what to do or what is it or what?
Yeah, I would first recommend that he see a dentist. Because halitosis, which is chronic bad breath, can be brought on by a number of factors. It could be a body disease. You can have, you know, people with kidney disease have a certain odor to their breath. Or, you know, he can have periodontal disease, which is disease of the bone, which supports the teeth. You know, it could be a number of things. So the first thing he should do is seek the services of a professional. And then after that, he has to brush and floss every day. I tell my patients, not flossing is almost like having old meat in the refrigerator. If you're just brushing, you're only brushing the front, the back, and the top. But the sides are still dirty. So like a third of your mouth is still dirty. You got meat from Thanksgiving, you know, still in your teeth.
In between there.
Right. And I know it sounds disgusting, but if it disgusts you enough to want to floss every day, I say go for it. You know, it's like you got to keep that area clean and tight.
Exactly, because the job that he does, he's meeting people like every 10 to 15 minutes or something like that. And, you know, and if you come in, and if they come in there and you saying, hello, may I help you, and if they're close to you, like...
you try to say he losing business.
Yeah, they're going to be like, they're going to be wanting, you know, I want to help you, you know, and... I was just trying to see what could I do, you know, just tell them, you know.
And let me say, at our office, we have a special. It's primarily geared for people who don't have dental insurance. For $150, we do the cleaning, x-ray exams. And you probably won't find a better deal anywhere else in Memphis. So, you know, if he wants to come and check us out, $150, he can get cleaned up, told what he needs to have done. And, you know, we can start from there. You just start somewhere. Don't just give up on yourself. And you have some people who want to put mints and Listerine in their mouth to cover it up. It's almost like, you know, when you come out the restroom, somebody spray, you still smell, you know. And that's what it's like, you know.
That's just like putting deodorant on and you.
Right,
you
you've been playing ball all day. Exactly. You just masked it.
Wonderful.
Right.
Well, good luck with that, man. We appreciate you listening, okay?
All right, thank you, Albert. Y'all have a good one, man.
All right, you too.
535-9797. Man, y'all's analogies this morning are definitely not Sunday morning.
They're on point.
I'm going to take a couple more phone calls in a second, though. But a question I wanted to ask you with President Obama in office now and his real dedication and commitment to health care for everybody. You know, there are a lot of people that don't have health care. I mean, we talked about it. I mean, that was a show we've done before, and we talked about that. That's one of the main things these days with people losing jobs and the recession and everything going on. You know, typically, what is the usual situation of a person that comes and see you, that sees you? A lot of people may be intimidated to come and see you because they may not have dental insurance. And that plan you talked about is a good idea. Do y'all work other – I mean, the other plans that y'all have for people or, you know, what are some of the other things that y'all do?
Well, we have a program. Our billing company is Care Credit, which you can apply for and pay them monthly.
Okay.
I guess the problem is you have some people who've ruined it for everybody.
Right.
You know, you try to work out payment arrangements and – say, for instance, I tell you, you can pay me $50 a month for a crown, and I see the crown, and I never see you again.
Right.
So now I'm stuck with the lab bill that I have to pay, and I'm at a loss. You know, so you have a lot of dentists who have really gotten away from the in-house payment plan arrangement situation. Mm-hmm. Not to say that there aren't any, you know, some that do it. Unlike medical professionals, we're not really mandated by the government to, you know, provide. If you come in with emergency, I'm not really mandated to.
To see you.
Right, exactly. Right. You know, so I guess that's the difference. But as far as, you know, I try to work with people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's a business. You know, I have to keep the doors open. So.
Absolutely.
Right. And it's there's actually some other, like, federal programs that's out there, like Head Start, WIC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention for the Water Fluoridation Assistance Program, 10 Care Medicaid. So it's a lot of, like, federally funded programs out there to help low-income individuals, church health center. So it's just a matter of just making sure you staying connected to the community and looking for resources out there.
And also, I guess this would be a great time for me to, you know, talk about the Shelby County Dental Society. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that our organization even exists, but the Shelby County Dental Society is almost like a child organization of the National Dental Association. And on February 28th, at three separate locations, Global Dental Center on Airways, Superior Smiles of Memphis at Hex Cross, and Dr. Valencia May's office on Poplar Plaza, we'll be doing free extractions and free screenings for adults because so many programs are catered towards children. You have people going into the school systems, sealing and cleaning children's teeth, but there's nothing for adults who have teeth, you know, toothaches. So On February 28th, again, it'll be from 9 to 12:30 at those three locations. We'll be doing free dental care, and that's a perfect time, you know, to come out and get a service done. It's our way of giving back. The president of the organization is Dr. Mario Thomas, and he can be reached at 901-537-0077. Again, that's 901-537-0077.
Shouts out to Dr. Derek Payne out there.
Oh, yeah, that's my boy.
535-9797. Appreciate everybody listening to On Point this morning. If you have your dental questions, a question, and I thought we'd get more questions about people interested in may have kids or people that may be interested in becoming dentists or something that in the field. And I know there are a lot of people out there, man, that are working hard in that school and counting those teeth, man, and getting up on everything. Good morning. Welcome to On Point. Who's this?
How you doing?
Doing great. What's your name?
I got a question for the dentist.
Sure. What's your name?
This kind of Corso.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to know, is sodium fluoride a poison?
No, you know, sodium fluoride.
Like, Decon rat poison,
uh-huh.
The active ingredient in Decon is sodium fluoride. That's why I asked.
Right. You know what? A lot of things are so controversial, and I guess everything is in moderation. The amount of fluoride that's contained in the toothpaste is not poison. You know,
right.
You'll have somebody that will argue otherwise, but it's been proven time and time again. Thousands and thousands upon thousands of research studies have been done, which shows its benefit. Now, if
right.
you have too much fluoride, of course, you know, you have conditions that can arise.
Right.
However, in small amounts, no, it's actually beneficial.
Oh, okay. And what about baking soda? Is baking soda good for brushing teeth?
It is, actually. It is. Baking soda and water, a good substitute. You don't have toothpaste.
Okay, you're a Tabitha lady. Thank you.
All right, thanks. 535-9797. Good morning. Welcome to On Point. What's your name?
Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. Do me a favor. Turn your radio down just a little bit.
Okay.
All right, appreciate it. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. You have a question or a comment this morning?
Yes, I do.
All right. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask, does she recommend for children to see a pediatrician or a regular dentist?
Well, I
think. What age?
Okay. First, the recommendation for children to be seen is by age one. A lot of people, you know, wait a little later, but the recommendation is by age one. And a general dentist can see your child if they feel comfortable. I see 0 to 100 years of age, you know. So it's mainly a parental preference and also the doctor's preference. They don't necessarily have to go to a pediatric dentist. But some kids are so fearful and so afraid. The general dentist may even recommend him to a pediatric dentist.
Okay, and as far as with the braces.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you recommend a regular dentist to do your braces or orthodontist?
Again, I guess the difference between a general dentist and an orthodontist continued on three to four additional years past the general dentistry program, but you have general dentists like myself. I've been participating in the program for 2 years to do, you know, basic orthodontist. So, again, that's, you know, a parental preference. You know, general dentists can do just the finest job as an orthodontist. And also, in reference to braces, children should be seen by age 7 for an orthodontic evaluation.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for your phone call, too, okay?
You're welcome.
535-9797, if you want to call this morning, you have a question. A comment. Lots of folks have a lot of interesting questions. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things. I guess if I had, you know, called my dentist and wanted to ask a question, I may get a call back 2 days later.
Right.
You know, but it's just one of those things, you know, you have an opportunity to ask somebody, hey, if you have one of those questions, whether, you know, like the guy that called in about the halitosis. Or
right. You're strictly anonymous.
Whatever. I'm learning new things this morning as well, too. And really, you know, there are a lot of questions about kids.
Right.
That's why I asked that question. So,
this is National Children's Dental Health Month, so I guess how appropriate.
Yeah, so touch on just about, like, some of the challenges in terms of, like, starting your own business, because there's just another perspective on this whole conversation.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, a lot of times, you know, you're talking to kids or even adults, they just think, oh, I want to have my own stuff, and they just thinking it, you know, it's so easy. But just touch on, like, how do you juggle like your different activities, whether it's like your family and work, and how do you create that balance? Because there's just a lot of pressure in the decisions right. that you make and how it impacts other people's lives.
Right. Well, first, I guess, and foremost, is time management. You got to be able to manage your time wisely. Like, I was messing with Devin because he was on BossUp.com. I'm like, man, I got to stay off of that website. but, you know, just time management. Also, knowing someone in their profession. You know, don't reinvent the wheel if you don't have to. Mm-hmm. Find somebody that's doing what you want to do. And just ask if you can watch them a couple of days. You know, shout out to Dr. Dolores Roberson. She gave me a start in college. You know, I called around. She was the only one to respond to my call. And she allowed me to work in her office for free, you know. So it gave me a chance to see if that was really what I wanted to do. And then after that, you got to develop a business plan. You know, the banks aren't going to want to loan you money. You really don't have an idea as to what you want to do. You need to know who your competitors are, what service you can provide that they're not providing, you know. Mm-hmm. And just be able to develop a niche for yourself. Mm-hmm. And something that'll set you apart from your, you know, competition.
Okay. 535-9797. Appreciate all the phone calls this morning. Welcome to On Point. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Sheila.
Hey, Sheila. How you feeling?
All right.
Great. Appreciate your call this morning. You have a question or a comment?
Yes, I have a question.
All right.
Okay. I need 3 2s that need pulling. Is it okay to have them pull all three at a time or one by one?
They can all be done at once. And actually, I would recommend that because you'll have one healing period. You know,
yes.
When you keep going back and having a tooth removed and come back and have another one, you got to put yourself through that all over again. So just take care of it all at one time. Last week I took 20 teeth out at one time. Patient doing fine, you know.
Uh-huh.
They don't have to go through that experience again. It's over, you know. So go ahead and just get the nerves and you can do it.
Okay. And they had this rumor, like, if you have pulled out all once at a time, you will end up having a stroke or whatever because it'll mess with your nerves and everything. Is that true?
No, ma'am. I guess the misconception from that could have come because of the Novocaine that we use. It has an ingredient called epinephrine, which increases your heart rate.
Uh-huh.
And if given in a larger dosage, it can increase your heart rate to stroke level. However, most dental providers should be taking blood pressures before they take teeth out to make sure you're at a satisfactory level before they administer any drug. So, you know, if your blood pressure is controlled and they limit the usage of the medication, then you should be fine.
Oh, okay. Thank God. I need the answer so bad. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. Right. Thanks for your phone call as well.
And you know what, y'all? That's why these conversations are so important. Because it's just so, like,
right.
Misinformation out there. And unfortunately,
right.
People don't have the ability to have, you know, a dentist, like, that they can call, hey,
right,
I got
right.
this problem. So that's why this stuff is so important. And then the 20 teeth, man, what did that person have going on?
Well, you know, HIPAA won't allow me to indulge.
Just wiped it out with a wrench. Just
No. And we used laughing gas, you know, so they were chill. They were,
right.
You know, in a good state.
I have a question for you. With so much cosmetic surgery these days being so popular, we read about it, you see it on television, and I know the Zoom whitening, you see commercials and you hear about that. And you also see, I think Crest has another new teeth whitening product. And a lot of people are infatuated with that.
Right.
But I've always wondered, and a doctor told me that, and this may just be hearsay, but, you know, somebody always says, well, a doctor told me this or somebody told me this. But, like, a Zoom whitening process is basically you go in and it's a one-time thing. It's like, what, between $400 and $600 or something, and
right.
they whiten it. But eventually it goes away.
Exactly.
Right, just like anything else. Do you get the same effects from something over-the-counter that you would buy at Target for $38, you know, that may be a 7 to 10-day process? Do you really get the same results? Or, I mean, how would you say it? If somebody was saying, you know, they wanted to get their teeth whitened or had thought about it or saw somebody that said, man, they were using the Crest strips and their teeth look, you know, just as white as, you know, whoever, you know, so, you know.
Okay, Devin, I promise I'm not saying this to be funny, but sometimes people can just get their teeth clean
mm-hmm.
and they'll notice that their teeth are shades
Absolutely.
Whiter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because you have all the plaque and calculus on your teeth and they look more yellow.
Right.
But after you get a professional cleaning, you can try Crest white strips over the counter. They're really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Our problem is we don't use them as we supposed to. We'll use them like 2 days.
Yeah.
Then we'll forget that fourth day and then that fifth day, you know, we'll do it for like 10 minutes. You know, we don't do it as prescribed. So then we say, they didn't work for me.
Right.
But that's because we didn't do what we were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was doing what it was supposed to do, you know.
Right.
All right, 535-9797. Phone calls are coming in like crazy. Good morning. Welcome to On Point. Who's this? All right, we got to hang up. Good morning. Welcome to On Point. Who's this?
My name is Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly, how you feeling?
Fine, thank you.
You had a good Valentine's Day?
Yes.
All right. You got a question?
Yes. I want to know. I'm 4 months pregnant, and I've been going to this dentist, and I have a chipped tooth, and she wants me to get a root canal instead of having it pulled, and I just want to know if that's safe, because the last time I was there, my heart was beating real fast, and I was very afraid. And I stopped the procedure, and I have an appointment next week, and I want to know if I continue my appointment.
Well, whenever I have pregnant patients, I'm really, you know, dear to pregnant patients, because I've been pregnant 2 times myself. And whatever you administer in your body, the baby has as well. So just as it can increase your heart rate, the medicine that I spoke of previously can also increase your baby's heart rate. So what I normally recommend is that you get clearance from your medical doctor. Mm-hmm. And they can tell your dentist if it's safe or not. During that first trimester, you say you're 4 months, so you're like in that second trimester. I don't like to really do anything unless it's absolutely necessary, unless the infection is to the point where it can affect the baby more than taking the tooth out or doing a root canal. But if at all costs, if you can wait until after you have the baby, that's my recommendation. Otherwise, get clearance from your medical doctor. And she should be able to tell your dentist, you know, whether it's safe or not, because she's been monitoring you and your baby's condition.
Okay, well, the dentist, she sealed it and she cleaned it and she gave me some medicine for the infection. And however, it's been doing fine. So I think I am going to wait until after delivering my child. And I thank you so much for being able to give me this advice on this morning, because I've been dodging her lately.
Okay. Well, be courteous and give her a call, and she'll respect your decision.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye bye.
Thanks.
Can I give a disclaimer here, Devin?
That's a good question. Go ahead.
Because I'm not looking at x-rays or I'm not, you know, seeing these people, you know, for myself, the advice that I'm giving you is solely based on a patient X, meaning, you know, a textbook case, okay? Right.
Well, Dr. Rosenthal, we do have an x-ray machine in the hallway. you know, if you want to bring your x-rays up here, you should be happy this morning.
Hey, we got a VIP line. It's $10. Get up to the front.
Hey,
y'all will hold a line. You know how y'all do.
Give you a disclaimer. 535-9797, talking about dental health this morning. And we were talking off air before we started, and I said, you know, you have your own practice, and you were like, two. Now it's number two. When you start your own business like that, and you said, you know, you have your business plan, this is what I want to do. How do you determine on how big that you want to start your practice? You know, do you say, you know, I want to be able to accommodate 2 patients, or I want to be able to accommodate 10? When you first start a situation like that, you know, this is really, you know, my question. I want to know, you know, how, you know, when you go in there, I mean, do you say, I want to see as many people as possible? Or when you went in there with your business plan, how did you determine on that decision?
You know, that's really a personal preference, because my style is more so, I don't want to be the type, you know, you go to the beauty shop or barbershop and they have like 3 people at 12 o'clock.
Triple book.
You know, I don't like that style of practice. Now, that's not to say that sometimes my patients may not have a way, because emergencies arise. However, I wanted to have a laid back environment, you know, a pretty small patient base, and just provide as much care for those patients as I can during that time, because people don't want to keep taking off work, you know, to come to the dentist, or you have children, you have to make accommodations while you go to the dentist. So I try to do as much work as I can while they're there, you know, to limit their visits as well as limit the number of appointments I see. So to answer your question, Devin, some people like to work in a factory type environment, you know, get them in, get them out, get them in, get them out. But I'm more of a personable, you know, I want to sit down and talk to you, know about your kids. We're going to chit chat, you know, for a little bit. So it's personal. It's personal preference.
That's good. I think that's important. Like I said, you know, we're talking about, you know, when you do choose a dentist or have a dentist, it is a very personal relationship that you have with somebody. I'd rather have somebody in my mouth that I know, you know, and it may take a second to get comfortable.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't know if I could go see you.
Why?
I'm just joking.
We need some clarification.
I'm just joking. Just in case, you know, back in the day, Dr. Rosenthal used to be one of our cashiers. It Denim and Diamonds on Sunday night, and used to be studying on Sunday nights as she rung people
I didn't
up.
Know
and,
you remember and this.
The
VIP
card. Yeah, you remember that kind of thing, because you know I was in college at the same time.
Right.
Okay.
You know, I would come home DJ at Denim and Diamonds and turn right back around and drive to UT Martin and go straight to football practice.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, I mean, you talk about dedication and making it happen for that $350.
We got 50 plus tips.
With drunk folks in my back seat. You know what I'm saying? So you know, it's all about perseverance and making it happen.
Man, and that's the stuff that a lot of people just don't see and know about us. They'll see the parting.
That's another show. We'll talk about that later on. 535-9797. Appreciate all the phone calls this morning. 535-9797. Good morning. Welcome to On Point. Who's this?
This is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How you feeling?
Doing great. Thank you for calling this morning. You have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I wanted to know if it was my daughter's 11, and we know she needs braces, but I'm kind of worried about the line that it leaves on the teeth and the dry lips and the bad breath and all that stuff, you know, because I've known people who have braces and they just are hot mess. But I wanted to know. I wanted to know if it was something that they had for children, you know, because they got like the invisible lines and the little invisible things for the adult teeth. You know, if they need braces, they can get these things instead of braces. But do they have anything for the children, you know, besides braces that would still have the same effect as the braces?
Well, I think the conventional braces that you're talking about, the metallic ones, they're still a good choice for children. The problem, the way you develop those lines on the teeth is that they're not brushing properly. They're not keeping those brackets clean. That's exactly what it is. And the bad breath comes from, you know, did you hear the point I made earlier about not flossing? Just imagine when you have extra stuff in your mouth and you're not flossing. So it's not just getting stuck in between your teeth. It's getting stuck in between all those appliances. And they're not keeping them clean. You know, they're kids. They're more about MySpace and iPhones and, you know.
And that's what I be trying to tell her, because she just be like, Mama, I want the braces. A child in her classroom has gotten some. And I was like, I'm telling you, I know people who done had some braces and they lips be dry and cracked up, breath be kind of stanky. And I just was like, you know, I have four children, and they all pretty much they brush. They, you know, I'm into it. They got to get the toothbrush in the morning. So,
right.
And I was just trying to see, was there any other alternative that I could probably.
It's still a good choice. I would just wait until she got mature enough and you know that she's, you know, brushing as she should, you know, brushing and flossing as she should. And brushing in the morning and at night, too.
Yeah, I'm still working on them at night. They try to fall asleep all on the couch, and you know,
wake
I'm still
them up. Wake them up, girl.
And how long do they normally stay on?
It depends on the patients. You know, if they have a lot of crowding or a lot of spaces, then, you know, it may be longer. But if it's just some little small movements, then it'll be a shorter period of time. And that's something you have to discuss with the person that does the braces.
Yeah, she went to the dentist, and they told her that her her jawline was small. She got a small mouth, and her teeth were growing in kind of big.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's the reason for the braces. And I heard him say something about he could go in and cut them or something. And I was like, what? You know, yeah. I had never heard of nothing like that.
You know, you can always get second opinions. You know, dentists aren't perfect. Everybody's human, as well as medical professionals. So if a dental provider gives you something you don't feel comfortable with, you know, get a second opinion. Yeah. And then, you know, make that decision.
I was actually referred to him by another dentist.
Okay.
I think her name is Dr. Coin. She's
out. Alka Coin, yeah. I know her. Yeah.
I was referred to him by her. Okay. And, you know, I was just trying to see, was there any other thing out there I could get?
Yeah.
For her.
I mean, as you get older, like, say, for instance, adults, they can also do the veneers. Like Keisha Cole, she had a space between her teeth, and now she has the veneers. You know, but for a child, metallic braces, you know, are the best thing. When they become teenagers, maybe Invisalign or, you know, veneers. But right now, I would just say braces.
So do those braces actually have, like, screws in them?
No, ma'am. It's just like a little piece of metal that... And we use the white filling material to kind of glue it on the teeth. And then it's easily removed. It just kind of pop off. And you just polish the tooth back up.
Okay, so I'm going to have to let her know she's going to have to brush it night and day.
That's right.
In order not to get that line.
And
you know,
floss. And if she's at school and she don't have access to her toothbrush, tell her to rinse with some water. Switch that around real good to get all this stuff out of her braces.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I'm just
you just being a mama. Look, we appreciate your phone call. Thanks for listening, okay?
All right. Thank you all.
Let's take one more phone caller.
Okay. Sounds good.
I know we're getting close. You have a question for Dr. Christina Faulkner Rosenthal.
Why y'all got to say the whole name?
you want us to say the whole one is Dr. Christina Trillett. The family noise is Bucket. Faulkner Rosenthal. You want to say the whole?
That's your nickname, Bucket?
Yes, I had a big head, David. Big head when I was little. It was never knowledge, though. Just knowledge.
You know what? If I were you, I tell people, look, y'all can call me what y'all want to. Call me what you want to, but when you call me, I'm going to be at the bank. 535-9797. Good morning. Welcome to On Point. Who's this?
Hello?
Good morning. How you doing?
Fine. Good morning.
What's your name?
Len.
Appreciate you calling, Len. You have a question or a comment this morning?
Yes. I've got a child. She is special needs, and she has Down syndrome. Before she goes to the dentist, she has to take a special medicine. Is that normal on procedure for a child to go to before she goes to the dentist to take some special kind of to take a special kind of medicine because she's got a heart condition?
Well, you mentioned heart condition, and when you said medication, the first thing that came to my mind was Valium, because sometimes that's administered to children to just relax them so they're not fearful or, you know, putting their hands where we're trying to work. But yes, ma'am, if you have a heart condition, the American Heart Association recommends if you have valvular damage that you take antibiotics before being seen.
Okay.
And that's because the bacteria in your mouth could dislodge in your heart and cause further heart damage, and we don't want that happening. Also, let me mention that patients with, and this is aside from your daughter, that have mitral valve prolapse no longer need to take antibiotics prior to seeing the dentist as before. They changed it because they felt like they were being overly medicated. So in your daughter's case, yes, ma'am, I don't know her medical condition, you know, her heart condition.
Uh-huh.
However, if the doctor recommends it, by all means do it, because it's for a reason.
Okay, well, she need to take this for the rest of her life, or I don't know.
Again, I don't know what heart condition she has, but as of now, and they're constantly changing the guidelines, but as of now, if she has valvular damage or, you know, another condition that's recommended by the American Heart Association, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, right.
Thanks for your phone call. Thanks for listening.
Okay, I'm back.
All right. Man, what a great show this morning. Put your information out there about your practice one more time. If they want to check out your website, or maybe they have something confidentially, or maybe they just want to, you know, try to come and see you for a consultation. And, you know, looking for a new dentist. I mean, this is a great opportunity to do it.
Okay. My office is located, the Memphis location is at Shelby Drive in Riverdale in Glen Eagles Shopping Center behind Little Caesars Pizza. Mm-hmm. Formerly, A Closer Look was down the way from us. The office number is 901-758-2127, and our website is www.paradigmdentalcenter.com. And that second location will be in Parkin, Arkansas. It's located between Marion and Wynn, and I'm just so elated to be able to service that community. We anticipate our opening to be April 1st. And meanwhile, if you need additional information, just contact the Memphis location, and we will assist you there.
And mention the free dental activity that you all are doing with your...
Okay. Again, the activity will be sponsored by the Shelby County Dental Society. It's going to be titled Loving Memphis. It's going to be held on Saturday, February 28th at three separate locations, Global Dental Center, 27081 Airways, Superior Smiles of Memphis, 4205 Hex Cross, and Dr. Valencia May's office at 3468 Poplar Plaza Avenue. And if you want additional information about that, you can reach Dr. Mario Thomas at 901-537-0077.
All right, once again, thanks to Devin Steele
for hosting
today's producer of the show.
I'm a super producer.
And Dr. Christina Faulkner Rosenthal.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gabrielle Nay Boogie. I'm going to leave with two quotes that I thought was fit perfectly today. You can go as far in life as you truly believe. And the other quote is, if you trust Google more than your doctor, then maybe it's time to switch doctors. Once again, I hope everybody had a great Valentine's Day weekend. If you all feel that no one loves you, always remember that you know I love you and God loves you. Have a blessed weekend.
And a little side note, too, if you want to check out today's program, you missed some of the information, or you just want to check it out, you know somebody may be interested, K97FM.com. Log on to the On Point page. You'll see Harry Cash's beautiful smiling face there and be able to click on the podcast and listen to it for yourself. Nate Boogie, you ready?
Yeah.
Nate Boogie's up next.